Somebody sent this. He said, I had a dream. In my dream, I was sitting and eating. And in front of me was the map of Nigeria in three dimensions, floating on water. And it divided into 11 pieces. And the water then changed to blood. I was still relaxing in my sitting position, eating and watching the whole thing. The map again divided into more pieces. This time I leaned forward and tried to count, but I couldn't get the exact number. But I knew it was more than 36. As I was straining my eyes, a hand touched my shoulder from behind and asked me to use the toothpick that I was using to eat to wedge the pieces of the map together. So I started trying to do that. This is an insight that somebody had. The other one is too long. It's for the women conference. We can't divulge that now. Hallelujah. 6 months into this new administration, we had no minister of finance. The implication of that is we don't have a financial policy. A country of 180 million people without a financial policy for 6 months is equal to recession. So our current recession is a calculated attempt to unleash upon this land the terrors of the spirit of Assyria, the Assyrian spirit. Now, people obey more easily. Manipulation is easier when there's oppression, when there's poverty. Our current state as a nation, economically, was teleguided. Because influences are easier when there is pressure. You know, there was a protest when Jonathan increased fuel prices to 141. There was a protest. You know, when they wanted to increase their own, what they did was that they allowed the scarcity to become intense, that people themselves began to cry for increase in price so that the product can be available. Oh, you are not with me. We are victims of a drawing that was already premeditated to bring anguish and affliction upon the people. Affliction that is premeditated, anguish that was orchestrated. Such are the ways of the Assyrian. The Bible reveals that the Assyrian smites with a rod. With a rod. Hallelujah. And so gradually we have been smitten away. From my statistics that I did the first 2 days that I came to Makurdi, I found out that there are a lot of churches in town that cannot run their generator right now. Can't run gen. It's a calculated attempt. After 6 months of not having a minister of finance, then a Harvard graduate was brought into that office. Someone that could not handle the affairs of Ogun State Ministry. As a commissioner of finance, she was not on top of her job. Was extracted to become the minister of finance in Nigeria. To take over from the matriarch herself, Okonjo Iweala. The economic permutations required to stabilize a country that has the kind of population that we have is a little bit more than the books. And in 6 months, we transited from being the largest economy, the best place to do business in Africa, and we have been dropping the ladder. We have been falling in the ladder. Just in case you were lucky to have a few dollars stashed away somewhere, now without investing, you have already made profit. That is what happens to an economy that is dying. In our own case, it was deliberate. It was orchestrated. What we are facing is called an economic jihad. Upon resumption in government, what our president did was that he stripped off the nature, the law enforcement arms of functionaries in the country were stripped. Some were sent on compulsory retirement and all of that. The restructuring took place, and the men that were loyal to Islam were put in strategic places. The implication is this. There are two options. If the president eventually dies, a coup will be plotted. The vice president will not be allowed to rule. Because when the vice president dies, the governor, the president has the prerogative to choose who will be his vice. And that one is no longer political. If he chooses a Muslim to be there. And the only way to frustrate it, create a law, a legal system, a kind of legal system that is opposed to anything that is of Christ. Fraternities have been made, alliances have been made to reinforce the presence of Islam in the country and to overtake any initiative and any movement from the Christian quarters that would defy the powers of Islam that are marching on. The invasion of the Fulani herdsmen and all of that was a calculated attempt. Even the security agencies have accepted. It was a calculated attempt. All those people they call herdsmen are actually Boko Haram people that are entering into the landscape, establishing fortifications in strategic places so that a massive war, civil war, can be called upon when it is most strategic to entrench and establish Islam in this country. If you look at the landscape of Africa, you must have realized that we are the most populous. The reason why we are the most populous is because our land is the richest in mineral resources, in agricultural potential, and what have you. Everything that is naturally endowed has its best manifestations on our soil. And the reason for which God did that was not so that Islam will reign. Joshua was the king that did not have a vision. Joshua never knew, because his own calling was to conquer grounds for Israel. Is that not so? He never knew that the 12 richest oil wells were close to the vicinity he was about to conquer. And after conquering 32 nations, he sat down until he became old and stricken in years. May you not be like Joshua in this prayer meeting. If that guy had conquered into the regions of Saudi Arabia, Israel would have been an oil producing country. Israel would have had the power that Saudi Arabia has now, that is using to manipulate politics the world over. That those oil wells were supposed to be Joshua's medals, trophies of conquest. Today Israel has no oil well because Joshua had no vision. I assure you, that news cannot be valid. The fact that you find palm oil somewhere, when we talk about oil that is of commercial value, it has saturated the ground and the ground is vomiting it. Not that you went somewhere and cracked a sedimentary rock and found something that you tested in the lab. Joshua failed because he had no vision. Today we fight. We fight for our children. We fight for our destiny. We fight for our nation and for everything that God has spoken that is buried in our soil. We fight for it today and will not be as blind as Joshua. Hallelujah. Everything has been orchestrated. Wise men have started mobilizing prayers. Even the blind Western church is beginning to hear the sound of the clarion call. That it's only a warrior church that will bring salvation to Nigeria. Our prayer point is simple. Oh God, arise and let your enemies be scattered. Let your enemies Let your enemies be scattered. I want you to call out to him. We pray for our children. We pray for our nation. We pray for them that are far off. We pray for our possibility. We pray because of the promises God has made. We pray because of our future. Oh God, arise. 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 Let your enemies be scattered. A calculated initiation of poverty to bring people under oppression, so that the righteous man will put his hand to evil, so that darkness will naturally encroach and take over the heritage of their people. You said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, that you will hear from heaven. Their voices will ascend like a memorial in your courts in glory. You will be provoked. You will come like a man of war. You will discomfit their enemies. Even foot soldiers will be crippled by your mighty presence. Oh God, arise. Arise, and let your enemies, let everything that stands against your purpose, everything that boasts that it can swallow up that which you ordained from eternity. You said to Paul, it is hard to kick against the bricks. We invoke the bricks. We invoke the barricade that you have put in place to preserve your purpose. Let it rise in this hour. Let it rise in this hour. And let them that contend with you be carried like chaff before the wind. Some may trust in chariots. Others may trust in horses. But we will trust in the name of the Lord our God. We lay hold on the horns of the altar. We invoke the covenant of our God, the covenant of our fathers, the covenant of peace. We invoke the name of our God that is a strong tower. Arise, arise, and let your enemies be scattered. Kovesani halabat. My tosele cambra la hada cateno. Rabo shaka pale coske baita. Ika mansanta baboria. Hasendre sabare nuscate. Maraho barica sanda baboria. Escombre salica. Marasata branda cate baboria. Enzo mahaika basketo baracan. Look upon us with mercy. Consider your promises. Consider your purpose among us. Look upon our children. Look upon our young ladies. Look upon our mothers. Lord, and show us mercy. And come to our aid. We call upon your name. We call upon your name. Kosama Kayabosila. Riese. Mayetoli Perenes. Rama Marakasaka Naiko Marahale Lesono Kori Masilate Anamana Manamana Mayata Goria Babaraka Santa Babo Combre Seke Mahayedo Endoroski Sali Mede Kereman Aika Manda Paga Manda Paga Paradabo Sekebari Sandoro Engolos Kaila Kore Mamahai Igapase Nahantolia Ekela Babahanto Sene Maya Tola Hikapasene
Anso mankantala basane. Haya kumpres kanta babolia. Akeba sanda haya bota. We raise the banner. We raise the banner. We raise the banner for the warriors of the Lord. I encamped here. We raise your banner. The warriors of Jesus. I encamped in this vicinity. We raise the banner. We raise the banner. We call for help. We call for help. We call for reinforcement. We call for help. We call for support. We raise the banner. 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 We call for help. We call for heaven's support. We call for heaven's support. We call for reinforcement. We call for reinforcement. We raise the banner. We raise the banner. We raise the banner. We raise the banner. Arise, O God, and let your enemies scatter. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Something happened to us when the value of the naira began to drop. Because what is happening now is that locusts. Have you read the book of Joel chapter 2? When the Bible spoke about the yeast that the locusts have eaten. That is what drains an economy. The locusts. Because the locust comes upon your harvest. And all your labors cannot translate to a bumper economy. The locusts. We are contending with the locusts. Because when the locusts began to invade, what happened is that the value of our money began to drop. The implication of that is that every form of business that is established on importation, which is the hallmark of Eastern business, 60% of Eastern business is import based. Are you with me? 60% of Eastern business is import based. So the forex situation was designed to ensure that all Eastern based businesses are crippled. Meanwhile, they are selling dollar to Dangote to import machinery to build refinery, to build tomato paste factory, to build all kinds of stuff, to begin to do roads. They are selling to him at 197. And what do you buy? Today's price of dollar was 405. Do you get the metrics? It's only someone that doesn't understand the facts, that doesn't see what is happening. Whether you like it or not, God has given the Eastern people. I'm not a tribalistic person, all right? Let's look at the template very well. If Nigeria ever finds freedom, it's because the Eastern potential is unleashed. They are the next step to the industrialization of this country. And any government that comes to empower them actually is coming to empower local production, local content. It's empowering our independence as a country. We can't do without the Eastern Bloc. That's the truth. Hallelujah. The next time you travel to your village, find out how many men from your tribe have shops. If all of them go, you will not find toothpaste in the village. Then you now discover that you are in a foreign land, in your own land. God gave them that grace. You see, are you with me? If you fight a man, maybe God may not, if I fight you now, maybe God may overlook it. But if I fight your colleague, Baba will rise up. That thing you are seeing, that ingenuity that is part of the Eastern Bloc, is from God. It's from God. There is nothing we can say about it. The man that can buy an engine, he reduces it to spare parts. Alright? He knows how to sell each part. For him to gain,
you need to be called to do that, to be patient to do that until it grows. It's a gifting, it's a grace, it's an endowment from God. Now, so the forex strategy is designed to cripple instant business. That's where most of our manufacturers are from. We have more people that studied engineering from the West, but the guys practicing it, 60% of them practicing it are from the East. It's an economic jihad, very well calculated, to weaken regions that have potential of explosion. Oh, okay, you are not saying this is my economic gospel. Okay, we'll change the prayer point. It's my body. I've been. It's a calculated attempt. And based on simple economics and permutation, based on simple economics, we cannot continue like this for the next 6 months. If this pattern keeps on deteriorating for the next 6 months, the military people will have to come and take over. Hallelujah. That's how bad it is. And the people that started playing this Ludo game, this draft, they had an expectation in mind. But you see, something has happened. They have lost control of the entire process. So we are on autopilot now. Do you understand what I'm talking about? They started it out and they were controlling the jigsaw puzzle. Now the variables have overwhelmed them and they can no longer retrieve the steering. So we are on autopilot, gliding by the mercy of God. Only the church can help us now. We want to raise a cry. Britain and America, they were intrinsically involved in ensuring that good luck does not continue ruling. Intrinsically. I have my facts anyway. I have my facts, but it's not for that. It's a political. If I go there now, it's political. But I have my facts. Are you with me? I hope you know the man John Kerry went to visit the Sultan of Sokoto in order to put some ties together. They were the ones that predicted that Nigeria is plastic and it will be destroyed after 100 years. I follow you. That 100 years came during Goodluck's rule. Okay? And the election was supposed to be a determinant. It was because Goodluck decided that violence, we should not do violence, and he withdrew. So that prophecy that the wise men put together failed. Can we also pray that the prophecy of the wicked men, the prophecy of the wise men failed. Now I want to ask that the prophecy of the wicked men, let it also fail. The wicked men intend to take away the economy, the riches of the land, and put it in the hands of their sons, so that in the next 100 years, their sons will be the strongest chieftains in this layout. And when we are calling for division, it will be difficult for us to so do, because the wealth of the land will be in the hand of their sons. You get that? That's the permutation. And Dangote currently is the apostle that have been raised as the image of Islamic prosperity. Just like the wise men fail, let the wicked men fail. I want us to cry. The land is dry. The other day, are you here? Somebody died, and they were carrying the person to the mortuary. At the gate, they said no need to enter. The mortuary is full. In different cities right now, mortuary. There's no space. In fact, right now, there's no space for admission. If you come, they will treat you on a bench. Please don't fall sick. You are exempt. You know, we used to preach faith those days. Now, you don't have any choice. Faith is the only way. they will inject you on a bed because there's no bed. Mortuary filled up. The pressure is much. The Assyrian that smiles with a roar has come. Just like you discomfited the wise men, discomfit the wicked men. Let their utterances not come to pass. For it is only God that speaketh a word and it cometh to pass. Bring the counsel of Ahithophel. Make it madness. Make it madness. Make it madness. Make it madness. That counsel. That counsel. That counsel of Ahithophel. Let it advance the very thing that they want to kill. And let it limit the very thing that they want to protect. By the hand of the sovereign, let the scales change. Let the outcome change. Who is he that speaketh a thing and it cometh to pass when God has not sanctioned it? No man can program something and expect that the outcome will be the result of what he programmed. Let God step in. And let the equation change. Let other factors be added. Jesus said to Peter, Satan wants to sift you. Satan wants to sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you. Jesus added prayer into the equation of Satan's intention. And the outcome was different. Satan's result was never gained. Now we want to add prayer to manipulate the entire template. So that the outcome of the wicked's expectation will never come to pass. Hey! Samara sila kuda. Elokoze. Hele kabata maratalia. Anto mezeke da ike mokoraba. Sahi kaman sanda babote balahae. Yes, this is the land of our fathers. The land that was covenanted to you. Many, many years ago, you send witnesses like Pa Elton. You send witnesses like Babalola. You send witnesses like Igahosa to cut covenant in the spirit that this land will never be overrun by the spirit of the Assyrian. Now, oh God, we bring to your remembrance the things, the labors of our heroes past, the labors of our fathers. The covenants, the promises that you made, and we ask, oh God, arise, 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 arise. Here bala baratama, hisa pakaya tomene kade pobori. O saniga pale monsanda brahasali. Brahasale, 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 brahasale. Aiga basanda, hara basanda. Evroskaze, zaila konde hasamanda. La brasata para nasatoma. Angabayato samenate. Ango sambres gasamanda. Ebrasala para kasamanda. Aila kara basebriala babota. Antala barate scombre. Lika bakayato samandale. Andorobo sika mansala babota. Ayakona. Ayakona sandala koria esoman sanda hika barataya akembosa make pate manta la bavoria esombrese kataboro kata esaminate heko. That's why you raise us up to be that voice of intercession, that voice that will cry for salvation in the wilderness, that voice that will demand for justice, for judgment, and for equity, that voice that will give you a reason to arise again in your strength and to administer that which is your will. Oh God, remember the covenants of our ancestors, of our fathers in the spirit concerning this land, Nigeria. You gave a promise. You said you will return. You will return with power. You will return with an avalanche. And you will take that which is the inheritance of Jacob. Oh God,
We bring to your remembrance. We bring to your remembrance. We bring to your remembrance things that you have spoken, things that you have said. Deliver our people from the Assyrian that smites with the rod. Kaya borosaka bayata. Nebo samandale raisa bakotebatwa. Akebora nasi esombata. Akabayato kabata. Aselota. Ampres komantalemo. Rokopate mansaika. Ikabasa bata barata. Esombre ratabayato maha. Ikabasenda. Ampres kabalando. Akabayata mensolabata. Oh, mankayako, 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 asaya, asaya, epreskala, epreskemba, epresanda, epresakabala, examina, rakabondele, radosakabala, babo, kalalala, asaya lalama, apreskanda, babo, ikasalabokoma, Andele ke talababosa esomandela turn the counsel of Ahithophel into madness. Turn the counsel of Ahithophel into madness. It is written that you have no restraint, either to win with many or to conquer with few. Hear the voice of our cry and have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Have mercy. Kabosa kabaya boto endorobo sanda ayaboka la barrekapata asombre reketala baboria isamanda rakabela tomba saila enso mankadebo rokembasa kabala ikababalete eselebo. Makayato salabata, ikabraskendo, ambres salabata, ikaselabo, makaye, makaye, akendo sanda branda babo, akabarashe brayeka, ayego balebo nananama, asome, akabayori mamasika, esombreke talababoria, lodara, lodara. Lord Ara, Lord Ara, Lord Ara, and let your enemies be scattered. Holy Mama Mama Mama. Ye canta la bongo sana. Ita bosa berate maskaria. Oh Lord. Mighty name, we are praying. And Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none besides thee, neither is there any rock like our God. Talk no more so exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of thy mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty are broken, and they that stumbled were girded with strength. He said, the bows of the mighty are broken. It's not weak men that fell. He said, they that stumbled, they were beaten with strength. The bows of the mighty are broken, and they that stumble were guided with strength. He was guided, well treated, well able, but he stumbled. He was mighty, but in the midst of battle, his bow. The bow of the mighty is broken, and there that stumbled
were guided astray. We want to ask, let the bow of the mighty break. And let him that has guided himself with strength stumble. That's when you will know that there is none holy as the Lord. You know, she's explaining why she formulated that song. They had no reason to fail, but they stumbled. He that was guided with strength, he stumbled. Can you ask God to step into Nigeria? Step into Nigeria. You will begin to see that the bow of the mighty will begin to break. And suddenly, even him that is guided with strength will begin to stumble. Invite him. Invite him. Invite him. Invite him. Invite him. Invite him. The Bible said that he disappointed the devices of the crafty so that his hands cannot perform his enterprise. Suddenly, a man lacks the ability to perform that which is the desires of his heart. It's because a spirit has entered. The bow of the mighty is broken. And they that stumbled were guided with strength. Mande sola bakuna erekati. Lerike santola mahala. Confound the wisdom of the wise. Turn the counsel of Ahithophel to foolishness. Let him that is strong be cut off. Let him that is fortified be made a prey. For there is none holy like the Lord. There is none besides him. He doesn't discomfit by the hand of another. He doesn't have a deputy that is he assigns to discomfit him, that exalts himself like an image of jealousy. Perform your works of wonders, your works of awe, that all nations might behold your strength and bow before you. There is none holy as the Lord. Kaya Mura Hasala, bring salvation to us, bring deliverance to us, bring deliverance, bring deliverance, bring deliverance, bring deliverance, bring deliverance. There is none holy as the Lord. Horina Santa Baborokos.
Santa Braska Sabina Hadekoda, Embregete Susanate, Abriaca Santa Tada Baporia, Escompresa La Borocatala, Icapata Mansalata Scata Tata Baporacatalia, Erope Sana Mantela Bo, Ecabina Supre, Mila Sombria Satante Bregete, Mara Sombria La Borsanala, Tracasanta La Baporia. Esgoma Sipria Santo Placatala, Ambala Salare Vasquebria la Babota, Manta Yadose Nanta Planta Vasa Placata la Barata, Alla Barata Planta Babosa Mata Planta Vasemina, Empresa Varia Subadica, Icamanzole, Ayeto Mala Carraba Santale, Emo Sande Casiga Barata, Maraceno Salaba, Ibrascate Bobori Malate Bocota. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
mighty name.